This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for January 3rd, 2009, through to January 9th, 2009. Despite popular and diplomatic efforts to end its offense against the civilian population of the Gaza Strip, the Israeli military forces continue to attack the Gaza Strip. Death toll exceeds 700. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let us begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's George Rishmawi.
On Friday midday, hundreds of Palestinians from the village of Na'lin, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, conducted a protest against the illegal Israeli wall being built on the village land. The people conducted the Friday prayers near the village land and then proceeded in a march to their land. They carried banners calling for the immediate halt of the Israeli attacks on Gaza. As soon as locals and international supporters arrived in the village where Israel is building the wall, soldiers showered them with tear gas and steel rubber-coated bullets. Five were reported to be injured. Na'lin was the scene of protests against Israel as attacks on Gaza continue. Salah al-Khawaja from the local committee against the Israeli wall and settlement construction said,
"Since the start of the Israeli attacks on Gaza, the people of Na'lin protested to show support for the people of Gaza. Two local youth were killed in the first 4 days. Israeli soldiers also attacked reporters and injured some of them, in addition to five international supporters."
In the weekly non-violent protest in Bil'ain village, also near Ramallah, people demanded the halt of Israeli attacks on Gaza. People marched from the village towards the gate in the illegal wall. Soldiers fired tear gas and steel rubber-coated bullets at them, injuring two local youth. On Friday morning, the villagers of Al-Masara near Bethlehem protested the ongoing Israeli attacks on Gaza. The protest was organized at the land owned by the villagers where Israel is planning to construct its illegal wall. People gathered at the village center, then marched towards the land where the wall will be built. Soldiers were waiting for them as they arrived. At the military barricade, troops attacked the people when they tried to cross. One man was lightly injured during the ensued hand scuffle, local sources told IMEMC. The villagers were protesting the Israeli confiscation of their land and the ongoing attacks on the Gaza Strip. For IMEMC.org, this is George Shmawi.
Despite popular and diplomatic efforts to end its offense against the civilian population of the Gaza Strip, the Israeli military forces continue to attack the Gaza Strip, claiming the lives of more than 700 Palestinians. More than half of them are civilians, including women and children. IMEMC's Jessica Hulsey has more.
The Israeli offensive on the Gaza Strip continues despite diplomatic efforts and the United Nations Security Council calling for an immediate, durable, and fully respected ceasefire. Israel has rejected the call, describing it as unworkable. Outgoing Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said Israel has never agreed to let an external body decide for Israel what to do, and stressed that the Israeli military will continue its operations in the Gaza Strip. On the other hand, Hamas said the UNSC resolution does not meet the Palestinian demands of ending the siege on the Gaza Strip and opening the border crossings. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zohri said the UN failed to consider the interests of the Palestinian people. The UN Resolution 1860, which passed with a majority of 14 votes with the United States abstaining from voting, did not add to the Egyptian-French initiative calling for immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Hamas said it is ready to discuss the Egyptian-French initiative. However, it named three main related issues. Dr. Salam Salama, Palestinian member of Parliament of Hamas in Gaza, explains.
The Egyptian-French initiative is an Egyptian one, supported by France. We believe we can deal with it, but we have some issues that have to be taken into consideration. First, complete ceasefire, lifting the siege and withdrawal of all Israeli troops, in addition to opening all border crossings, especially the Rafah-Egypt crossing.
The Israeli operation in the Gaza Strip is seen by local observers to be a failure as it did not match its declared goals, leading to the death of hundreds of civilians without seriously harming the backbone of Hamas and stopping the homemade shells being fired from Gaza into Israel. The United Nations Relief and Work Agency for the Palestinian Refugees decided to freeze their operations in the Gaza Strip after Israel bombarded a UN school, killing over 40 civilians who took shelter in the school after their homes have been demolished by the Israeli shelling. Meanwhile, Venezuela decided last week to expel the Israeli ambassador to Caracas in protest to the Israeli ongoing attacks in the Gaza Strip. Venezuela is the only country in the world that has taken such a step, despite calls from millions of demonstrators in the world for their governments to take action to pressure Israel to stop its offensive in the Gaza Strip. Prior to these attacks, Israel had launched a wide PR campaign, including some Arab countries, to win support for the Gaza airstrike and ground invasions. This is giving Israel a free hand in the Gaza Strip without being concerned about an international boycott or a measure to be taken against it in the Security Council. For IMEMC.org, this is Jessica Halsey.
As the UN Security Council passes a decision for a ceasefire in Gaza, Israeli attacks continue to hit the Gaza Strip. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari reports.
On Friday, the Israeli army continued its military offense for the 14th consecutive day in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources stated that 13 people were killed by the Israeli army and Israeli Air Force fire on Friday. The Ministry of Health in Gaza reported that the death toll in Gaza by Friday had reached 790. More than half of their casualties are children and women, in addition to 3,200 injured residents. Among the injured, 500 are in a critical condition. The Israeli army embarked on its military offense on Saturday, December 27, 2008. Israeli warplanes started by shelling all the Palestinian security posts there. In the following days, the shelling was expanded to include hospitals, homes, blacksmith workshops, schools, and mosques. Day and night, the entire Palestinian coastal region has been under attack. On Saturday, January 3, 2009, Israeli ground forces entered the Gaza Strip and divided it into two sections. Fearing attacks from the Israeli army, thousands of civilians from all over the Gaza Strip left their homes and took shelter in people's homes and UN schools. Ibrahim Abu Rosha, 45, came to the UN schools seeking shelter.
The situation is miserable. We left our home and became displaced. We came here to this school. There is no enough space. We have no clothes to change, just what we have on us.
On Tuesday, a UN-run school was attacked. At least 43 civilians were killed and 100 others wounded when the Israeli troops launched an attack on a school run by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, in the northern Gaza town of Jabalia. On Thursday, the military attacked an aid convoy for the UNRWA, killing a driver and injuring another. In response, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, announced on Thursday evening that the agency will halt all of its aid operations in Gaza. IMEMC spoke to Sami Al-Mushasha, the spokesman of the UNRWA.
We must have new assurances supported by the international community. We hope that this halt will be temporary because the situation is difficult. The shelling must stop, border crossings must be opened, and the Israeli authorities must give us clear and solid assurances to secure the movement of our staff and trucks.
While Israel continues attacks, Dr. Muawiyah Hassanein, the director of the Ambulance and Emergency Department, stated this week that 50% of Palestinian ambulances in the Gaza Strip are out of service now, either from being hit by Israeli fire or due to lack of spare parts. The Ministry of Health in Gaza issued a statement saying that Gaza hospitals lack 105 different types of medicine, in addition to lacking 225 types of medical supplies and equipment used in emergency rooms. Palestinian resistance groups continued to attack nearby Israeli towns this week. Israeli media reported that at least 30 homemade shells were fired at northern Israel this week. The army reported that 4 soldiers were killed this week inside Gaza during the ground attacks. This brings the total of Israeli soldiers killed in Gaza since the start of the attack to 10, and Israeli civilians killed from the Palestinian shells stands at 6. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army continued to attack Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Also this week, Israeli police shot and killed one Palestinian man near Jerusalem. IMEMC's John Smith has the details.
A Palestinian man was shot dead on Thursday by Israeli police near the Israeli settlement of Sharom Adomen, located near Jerusalem City. Israeli media sources said that the man was shot dead at the gas station located at the entrance of the settlement. The Israelis added that Israeli police claimed that the man tried to set fire to the gas station and police officers shot him dead to stop him. No name was issued by the police. Thousands of Palestinians took to the streets this week in several West Bank cities protesting the continued Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. Demonstrations were reported in the central West Bank cities of Ramallah, Hebron and Bethlehem, all located in the southern part of the West Bank. On Wednesday, the Israeli army injured five Palestinian youths from the village of Nilin, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The youths were taking part in a protest organized by the local villagers against the continued Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. The local villagers gathered at the village center and marched throughout the village. Witnesses told reporters that Israeli troops stormed the village and then attacked the protesters, leading to clashes between youths who were throwing stones and the invading soldiers. Israeli troops, meanwhile, continued to target Palestinian cities and towns in pre-dawn invasions this week. At least 30 civilians were reported kidnapped by the army this week. These pre-dawn invasions focused on the cities of Hebron, Bethlehem, Ramallah and Jenin. For IMEMC.org, this is John Smith.
And that was just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Grace Walsh and Ghassan Benoura.